I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are the Kellogg Crew with Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez. And now time for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get more value in the valley and put your home to work with home equity lines of credit for less. Rates as low as 1.9% APR for the first year. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in Hollywood, Dina? Some royal chat?
Sure, yeah. Right. Looks like Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are going to give real people jobs, sort of. I mean, they're going to be making content for Netflix, according to TMZ. So they signed a multi-year deal to make movies, scripted shows, documentaries, docuseries, children's programming, you name it.
Holy cow, that's a lot of work. Yep. Script writing.
And apparently this is all the behind-the-scenes stuff. They might appear on screen in, like, documentaries, maybe, but Meghan's considering doing some voiceover work. For now, though, she's made it clear she's not getting back into acting. And no numbers have been mentioned, but considering that many of the names on Forbes Hollywood's richest actors list got there with some help from their own Netflix deals.
Yeah,
we think Harry and Meghan won't have any worries about paying their new mortgage.
Nice.
They'll be okay.
Well, if they need to hire any actors, if she's not going to do anything, I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. Like, let her know. Yeah, because I'm sure she doesn't want to do anything.
She said she doesn't.
Yeah. Does anybody believe
for
that?
Now. Okay. Well, I'll be ready to go for now.
All right. Okay. We'll get your wig ready.
Oh, let's see. Nearly a year after
play her.
Nearly a year after their separation, Real Housewives of New Jersey stars Teresa and Joe Giudice are legally single. Their divorce has been finalized, according to People.
What a relief.
In the meantime, on the same day that news broke, Teresa put their New Jersey mansion on the market for $2.5 million. It's not a bad place, 6-bedroom, 5-bathroom, but it's where their daughters grew up. You know, their daughters are anywhere from ages 10 to 19. They lived their whole lives there, so it's kind of sad, but she said, I wanted to keep it there. I didn't want the girls to have to go through another change, but it's a lot to upkeep.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy that house. It only has a 4-car garage. I can't handle that.
You have
for
5 cars.
I can't handle that, yeah.
I gotta park in the street.
I need one for my bicycle.
Yeah,
the lawnmower.
Disney Plus has announced that The Mandalorian is coming back for the second season on October 30th.
Awesome.
They wrapped production back in March, so they got lucky. That was weeks before they
very lucky.
Down from coronavirus. So far, details on the upcoming season are still hush-hush, but, you know, you only got less than 2 months to wait for it.
Well, he's got
so
a mask.
Hang tight.
Built in.
Okay.
Good idea.
For safety, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as Johnny Depp's issues with the courts still rage on, someone's got his back. It looks like Robert Downey Jr. is going to help out Johnny Depp. Now, you might remember a while back, Robert Downey Jr., he had a downturn in his career when he had substance abuse problems, but he worked his way back to A-list status, and he wants to do the same for Johnny because, you know, Johnny hasn't been asked to come back as Captain Jack Sparrow in the new Pirates of the Caribbean film. So Robert
I don't think he's struggling.
Wants to cast him in the next Sherlock Holmes film. It's not that he's struggling, it's that he wants to help him, like, still act. So it's cool he's going to help him out. And he's got time because he says he's done playing Iron Man. He talked about this before, but now he reiterated again that I've hung up my guns and I'm good to go, good to let it go.
He's a fun guy. I watched him on Due Date. That movie's on Netflix. Yeah. He was pretty good last night.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
Due Date.
Zach
Galifianakis in
him.
You know,
yeah.
Hanging up his Iron Man gear was really his choice. I mean, if you see his character's fate in one of the movies, it'd be kind of hard for him to come back.
Yeah, and it's not back from the dry.
I mean, they did figure out for Superman, but...
It's not bad from the dry cleaners either. It takes years.
Oh, is that it? We're waiting on the suit?
Yep.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, sure. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go. Dina's Dirt at the 40 being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union and their low home equity line of credit rates. Right now, rates as low as 1.9% APR for the first year. For more details, you can visit them at pvcu.org. And now, Dina's got some fresh gossip for us. What are you going to entice us with today, Dina? What's going on?
Starting off with
Paris
Hilton. She's got her new YouTube series, This is Paris, and she's been talking about some of the things, you know, we can expect to hear more of. Mm-hmm. And she admitted to people that she has had 5 relationships with boyfriends who she says abused her.
Ooh.
And she means emotionally and physically. She talks about being strangled, hit, grabbed aggressively. And she kind of blames it on her parents. In a way, she says that she got used to this type of abusive behavior at the boarding school she went to because she's talked about that in the past where they would hit her there. And she said it made me feel like it was normal. And she said if her parents had never sent her to that school, she would have never hooked up with the likes of Rick Solomon, who is the one who filmed her tape, that famous tape that launched her into fame in the first place.
There was no evidence, though, that he knew something was going on when she was at the school. She's just saying blank
statement.
Not
yet, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Her parents must feel so guilty about this, but it does sound a little bit like she's kind of blaming them.
But if they didn't know, then, you know, they didn't know.
Exactly. So we'll have to see. Baby news to share with you. Vanderpump Rules star Lala Kent expecting her first child with her fiance Randall Emmett. And she said for her 30th birthday, she's sharing with us that she's had the best gift given to her and that her body also helped out too. She says, I'm pregnant. So congrats to them. And Blurred Lines singer and Masked Singer Judge Robin Thicke, he's expecting his third child with his fiance, April Love Geary. He's got another child with his ex, but this will be their third together. They already have 2 daughters. So he's either going to be really outnumbered or maybe he'll get a boy with her too. John Boyega did not hold back about his feelings regarding the Star Wars franchise. In a new interview with GQ, he talks about being a black actor in the Star Wars franchise, and he says that he, along with other actors of color like Naomi Ackie, Kelly Marie Tran, and Oscar Isaac, were flaunted, they were touted to sell the movies, but sidelined in the actual films. One thing I'd say to Disney is do not bring out a black character, market them to be much more important in the franchise than they are, and then have them pushed to the side. I'll say it straight up.
Wow.
And, you know, he's right.
They did all the grunt work, and then everybody else gets the attention. That's terrible.
Basically, that's what he's saying. And you know what? He's got nothing to hide now. He doesn't care if this affects his career. He just wants the words to be out there. So good for him.
He needs to spread the word.
He does. Tyler Perry made it onto Forbes' highest paid celebrities list, and that certainly helped him into the billionaires club because his net worth just jumped, and Tyler Perry is now officially a billionaire, according to a new Forbes report that details his rags to riches story.
I'd be a billionaire, too. I just have to cancel my Netflix subscription. It's at $15 that's just keeping me from being over the top.
That's right.
Is that
$15
it?
$15 below every month you are.
Yeah, but I love Netflix.
And finally, David Blaine completed his Up stunt, his first live stunt in 10 years.
I saw that live. That was really awesome.
Yes. I only watched the highlights. He was supposed to float over New York City's Hudson River, but because of bad weather, they moved it to the Arizona desert. And he had to train real hard, skydiving, special breathing training. He wore a parachute in case something went wrong. But to get up nice and high, David had to drop weights from his balloons. And once he got to 24,000 feet, he slowly let go of the balloons one at a time, lowered himself close to the ground before deploying that parachute back to Earth.
I saw that live. He said it was 1 degree where he was up there. He had oxygen tanks and everything.
Goodness.
And it scared me because when he was like coming down to the ground, he's trying to figure out where to land. And he's like, over by that road. Are there power lines there? And the guy's like, yeah, power lines there. I got to go to the left. It was kind of free. It was exciting to watch. And I'm sure you can see the replay online, too. So.
I don't know.
It's not really an illusion, though, is it? It's a real stunt thing.
It's a real stunt.
He's an illusionist, though.
It's true, but he has also done stunts in the past as well. He likes to throw those in every now and then. And you know what? There's a lot of like cactus in the desert. He could have landed on one of those and popped a balloon, Lopez. You know, give him a little credit.
It's not an illusion.
confusion.
And the really sweet thing is at the end, they had a conversation between him and his daughter, and she's like, "Dad, yeah. I'm so proud." That was like really, really cool. So this is sweet.
I may have to watch this. I don't know.
Yep.
Well, you can watch the whole hour like Kellogg did, or just watch the highlight in 2 minutes like I did. And that's your Dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
It is 8:39 with the Kellogg crew. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood and then some. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get a home equity line of credit for less. Rates as low as 1.9% APR for the first year. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. For all the details on that deal, visit pvcu.org. All right, Dina, what's going on today?
All right, Mariah Carey. I mean, we know she can hit some high notes, mm-hmm. but Nobel Prize winning physicist, chemist... Not so much.
Really?
Not so much.
Oh, but a lot of people.
Okay. You know how some people only half read what's posted on social media? And this all started when comedian Eileen Mary O'Connell shared a tweet that read, "Thinking about the time that I said I was distantly related to Marie Curie." And the guy explained, "It's pronounced Mariah Carey."
Okay.
Of course, everybody...
Wow.
They're all spreading rumors now that Mariah Carey is this chemist and physicist, but Mariah caught wind of it and she replied, "She has 2 Nobel Prizes. Mm-hmm. I have 2 diamond albums. We're practically the same person."
All right, Dina. Which one would you rather have, though? This is a close call. This is close.
Marie Curie, 100%. Albums.
I know. Dina would take the diamonds.
The I want albums. The diamond albums, yeah, because even though they're not real diamonds, they're still diamond albums. So anyway, a lot of people loving that. HollywoodLife.com says the new cast of Dancing with the Stars has been announced, and we told you about some of them, but we have Navarro College cheer coach Monica Aldama of Netflix's Cheer.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Baskin from Tiger King. She was rumored, but now she's confirmed.
That is unbelievable. There's going to be so many people watching for her. Wow.
Talked about Caitlin Bristow from The Bachelorette, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis, actress Anne Heche. We mentioned those. Disney Channel star Skye Jackson. You got a couple other people, too, like Desperate Housewives star Jesse Metcalf. And if you want to see the rest, well, you know where to go. You just head over to dinasdirt.com.
Wonder if that girl's going to dance to Eye of the Tiger. There's so many tiger songs out there. That'd be cool.
That could be. That's just, I don't know. It's cheesy if they do it more than once, I think.
Same song. That is cheesy. Every time.
Every time.
The cast of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is taking its act to HBO Max to celebrate the show's 30th anniversary. We've got nearly everyone coming back. Will Smith, Tatiana Ali, Karen Parsons, the whole gang. You can look for it to premiere around Thanksgiving. And in the meantime, Will Smith talking about his acting secrets. One thing he said which struck me as interesting was that he will not method act. He's tried it before. It's horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
He says when that psychological ground falls, you know, method acting is where you are in character on and off screen just to really take on all the characteristics of your character. So
right.
Like Joaquin Phoenix does it, Johnny Depp does it, Hilary Swank.
Yeah, my whole life right now, I'm going to have a role in a movie about being a DJ. It's taken me 13 years, still working.
Well, he's done a great job.
This is why he turned down Django Unchained, because he knew this was going to be too tough. And his daughter said, "Daddy, please don't," because she knows what it's like trying to live with him when he's filming method acting. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, his wife, and their 2 daughters all tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh, wow.
He said, "One of the most challenging and difficult things we ever had to endure as a family." And testing positive is much different than overcoming injuries or anything else. But fortunately, everyone is healthy now, and The Rock can smell what he is cooking again.
You think once COVID-19 got into his body, they were like, "This was a mistake"?
I know. I'm sure he's butt kicking on the inside just as much as he is on the outside, for sure. And that's your Dirt at 8:40. You can get all the reports from 6:40, 7:40, and 8:40, along with the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
It's Throwback Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.